ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां नस्पत आनश्रण्वन्नोति यस्मिनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 32nd verse अवच्छिन्नश्चिदाभासः अवच्छिन्नश्चिदाभासः तृतीयस्वप्नकल्पितः तृतीयस्वप्नकल्पितः विज्ञेयस्त्रिविधो जीवः विज्ञेयस्त्रिविधो जीवः तत्राद्यः पारमार्थिकः तत्राद्यः पारमार्थिकः अवच्छिन्नश्चिद् अवच्छिन्नश्चिदाभासः अवच्छिन्नश्चिदाभासः तृतीयस्वप्नकल्पितः
तृतीयस्वप्नकल्पितः
विज्ञेयस्त्रिविधो जीवः
विज्ञेयस्त्रिविधो जीवः
तत्राद्यः पारमार्थिकः
तत्राद्यः पारमार्थिकः
अवच्छेदः कल्पितः स्यात् अवच्छेद्यं तु वास्तवम् तस्मिन् जीवत्वमारोपात् ब्रह्मत्वं तु स्वभावतः So if you see, I told you, this Vidyaranya Swami, he finishes the Vedantic teaching, the first 31 verses, 1 to 31, he finishes the teaching. And he, the following verses, the same subject matter, what he has presented earlier, is presented little differently. I told you in the class, last class. And here, earlier he introduced three illuminators, individual as a composite of three illuminators. Here he presents individual as what now every individual has, three jivas. In every individual, there are three jivas. Who are the three jivas? See, the pure consciousness, which is all pervasive and which obtains, because it's all pervasive, it obtains in what? Every body maintains complex also. The pure consciousness is all pervasive. The all pervasive eternal consciousness, which obtains in a given physical body maintains complex, isn't it? Everything is there. That is paramarthikaha jivaha. So this, the pure consciousness obtaining in a given body maintenance complex is also said to be what now? Avachinnaha. Say now, avachinnaha. Here the author uses the word avachinnaha. See, avachinna means limited. It is not really limited, as though limited. So the enclosed consciousness, which cannot be enclosed really, which is seemingly apparently enclosed consciousness, which obtains in the given physical body mind's complex, is said to be what now? Avachinnaha. That avachinnaha gets the name what now? Paramarthikaha jivaha. If you see the first word, because I didn't really do the verse last time, because I didn't want to confuse you with too many words. I only introduced paramarthikaha jivaha, then vyavaharikaha jivaha, then pratibhasikaha jivaha. Remember? I told three terms. I'm going to complete it soon, quickly. I mean, it doesn't take very long. If we go by the text, it will take time. That's all. Paramarthikaha jivaha, vyavaharikaha jivaha, then pratibhasikaha jivaha. Three jivas are there in every individual, he said. And what is paramarthikaha jivaha? Paramarthikaha jivaha is the pure consciousness, the eternal all-pervasive consciousness, which is seemingly limited in a given body, mind, sense complex, which obtains in given body, mind, sense complex, is said to be what now? Paramarthikaha jivaha. That is actually the I, lakshyartha of I, lakshyartha of the tvam. Isn't it? The implied meaning of the tvam in Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, the implied meaning of aham in Aham Brahma Asmi Mahavakyam, what is that? Pure consciousness. That pure consciousness, where is it? It is everywhere. How is it? It pervades everything. It is. When is it? It's always there. Is this why I said eternal, all-pervasive consciousness, which obtains in given body, mind, and complex, isn't it? Is it to be what now? Paramarthikaha jivaha. And what is the word the author has used here? Avachinnaha. Okay, avachinnaha means which obtains in a given body, mind, and complex, which is seemingly limited, is the paramarthikaha jivaha. Thereafter, see the next verse now, chidabhasaha. Say now, chidabhasaha. First, he finished avachinnaha. Second word is what? Chidabhasaha. Chit means consciousness. Chidabhasaha means reflection of consciousness. Chidabhasaha means reflection of consciousness, or the manifest consciousness, or reflected consciousness is what? Chidabhasaha. And you know the chidabhasaha, there's also what now? Reflection. Because there's a pure consciousness, that consciousness can have what? Reflection. Is it because pure consciousness must be there for the reflection to be there? Because pure consciousness is, there is also reflection. But if for the reflection to be there must be what? Reflecting medium. So the reflecting medium is what? Mind. Thereafter body also becomes reflecting medium. So the consciousness which reflects in the physical body, mind and the body, is called chidabhasaha. So reflected consciousness, the chidabhasaha, is now, is said to be what now? Vyavaharikaha jivaha. So pure consciousness is paramarthikaha jivaha. Reflected consciousness is said to be what now? Vyavaharikaha jivaha. Second, he says, chidabhasaha. Avachinnaha paramarthikaha. Chidabhasaha, he doesn't say here. We have to go to the next verse. I'm giving you the meaning earlier. Chidabhasaha. Tritiyaha. Tritiyaha na moonravadahirikya jivan. Tritiyaha, the third. Swapna kalpitaha. Projected only in dream. The third jivaha is projected only in the dream. Is what now? Okay, the one who obtains in the dream state is called swapna kalpitaha. Is what now? Vyavaharikaha jivaha. That vyavaharikaha jivaha is also vahu now, reflection of consciousness only. So you have to understand, there is a pure consciousness. So pure consciousness is what now? Pure consciousness is paramarthikaha, which is avachinnaha. And the chidabhasaha is what? Vyavaharikaha. Swapna kalpitaha tritiyaha, the third, is what now? Pratibhasikaha. The first sentence, if you take avachinnaha, chidabhasaha, then prati, swapna kalpitaha. Three are given three different names. Avachinnaha, number one, which is called paramarthikaha. Chidabhasaha, second, is called what now? Vyavaharikaha. Swapna kalpitaha is equal to pratibhasikaha. Avachinnaha, சிதாபாசஹ ஸ்வப்ன கல்பிதஹ. ஐம் ரிப்பீட்டிங் இட் அகெய்ன் ஃபார் யோர் சேக். அவச்சின்னஹ சிதாபாசஹ ஸ்வப்ன கல்பிதஹ. தீஸ் ஆர் த த்ரீ வேர்ட்ஸ் யூஸ்ட் பை தி ஆத்தர் இன் த டெக்ஸ்ட் புக். அவச்சின்னஹ சிதாபாசஹ ஸ்வப்ன கல்பிதஹ. இஸ் வெயிட்டிங் ஃபார் நீனா அண்ட் கீ. திஸ் ஐ வில் டிலே த கிளாஸ். ஓகே. அவச்சின்னஹ சிதாபாசஹ ஸ்வப்ன கல்பிதஹ. த்ரீ வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் யூஸ்ட். ஓகே. சோ அவச்சின்னஹ இஸ் தி பாரமார்த்திக ஜீவஹ. சிதாபாசஹ இஸ் வியாவகாரிக ஜீவஹ. ஸ்வப்ன கல்பிதஹ இஸ் வாட் நவ? பிராதிபாசிக ஜீவஹ. I have given the maze. Okay, three jivas. Now he says, vijneyaha trividaha jivaha. So jiva has to be understood. Vijneyahana ariyappada vendiyadu. Isn't it? Jiva being threefold is to be understood. Vijneyaha means to be understood. What should be understood? Jiva being threefold is to be understood. Threefold jivas are... One has to understand. Jivaha trividaha. Jiva is threefold. What are they? Paramarthikaha, Vyavaharikaha, Pratibhasikaha. So, trividaha, threefold. Trividaha, jivaha, vijneyaha. Trividaha, what is that? Paramarthikaha, Vyavaharikaha, Pratibhasikaha. Even the midnight, it come and ask you, wake you up and ask you, you should be able to tell. So that's why I'm repeating it. And how it is presented here? Avachinnaha chidabhasaha sapnakalpitaha. Why paramarthika is said to be avachinnaha? Because obtains in a given body mentions complex, which is seemingly enclosed, seemingly limited. It's not really limited, isn't it? Okay. That is, now he says, tat. ஆத்யஹ பாரமார்த்திகஹ. ஆஃப் தீஸ் த்ரீ, தத்ர மீன்ஸ் தேர், அங்கு, எங்கு, ஆஃப் தீஸ் த்ரீ தேர், அவச்சின்னஹா சிதாபாசஹா ஸ்வப்ன கல்பிதஹ. த த்ரீ ஆர் தேர், அவச்சின்னஹா சிதாபாசஹா ஸ்வப்ன கல்பிதஹா. ஆஃப் தீஸ் த்ரீ ஆத்யஹ, தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அண்ட் த ஃபோர்மோஸ்ட் ஆஃப் த த்ரீ, அவச்சின்னஹா, த லிமிட் விச் இஸ் சீமிங்லி லிமிட்டட், விச் இஸ் அப்பேரண்ட்லி லிமிட்டட், தி பியூர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் செட் டு பி வாட்? பாரமார்த்திகா. த டீச்சர் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் இஸ் டீச்சிங் த வேர்ட் பாரமார்த்திகா. அந்த மூன்றில் முதலாவது பாரமார்த்திகா. ஆத்யா பாரமார்த்திகா. டு கெட் த மீனிங் நவ்? ஹோப் யூ ஆர் லிஸ்னிங் டு மீ. இட்ஸ் டூ ஹாட் ஆர் வாட் ஃபார் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ? ஓகே. ஆத்யா பாரமார்த்திகா. ஆத்யா, தி ஃபோர்மோஸ்ட், தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி த்ரீ இஸ் கால்ட் பாரமார்த்திகா ஜீவா. What is, I have already mentioned, isn't it? He said. Then he goes to the next verse. Now he is talking about the paramarthika jiva. Look at this. Avachedah kalpitasyat.
Avachedah kalpitasyat.
Avachedyam tu vastavam.
Avachedyam tu vastavam.
தஸ்மின் ஜீவத்வம் ஆரோபாத்.
தஸ்மின் ஜீவத்வம் ஆரோபாத்.
ப்ரஹ்மத்வம் து ஸ்வபாவதஃ.
ப்ரஹ்மத்வம் து ஸ்வபாவதஃ.
He says, அவச்சேதஹ கல்பிதஹ ஸ்யாத். அவச்சேதஹ கல்பிதஹ ஸ்யாத். அவச்சேத்யம் து வாஸ்தவம். He uses to both words. அவச்சேதா means limitation. அவச்சேத்யம் means, no, which is seemingly limited, isn't it? அவச்சேதா, this limitation, what do you think? When you see the space inside the given house, you think the walls have divided the space. Really speaking, the space is indivisible. The indivisible space is seemingly divided because of the walls which stand in the space, which is enclosing the space. Similarly, the pure consciousness also, which obtains in a given body maintenance, which is all pervasive, eternal, which cannot be limited, but which obtains in the body mind complex is seemingly enclosed, seemingly limited by the body mind complex. That is why the Chaitanyam is called what? Upahita Chaitanyam. Why Upahitam? The body mind complex is Upadihi. Isn't it? Being, it's seemingly limited by the body mind complex. Really, what he wants to say is, Vastavam, isn't it? Really speaking, what happened? This is the reality. This pure consciousness is the reality. It is eternal. It is all pervasive. It is indivisible. The indivisible consciousness is seemingly limited, seemingly divided, seemingly limited. The limitless consciousness is seemingly limited, not really, isn't it? Because of this, because it obtains in body, mind, sense, complex. With avachedaha tu, avachedaha kalpitaha, it's only seeming. Kalpitaha there means what now? Only apparent. And this limitation is only real, it's not really there, only apparent. He says, avachedyam tu, Vastavam. In fact, this avachedyam, avachedaha both means what? Avachedyam means the pure consciousness. Avachedaha means the limitation. The limitation which is seemingly superimposed upon, isn't it, this consciousness, which is there and which is said to be on the part of consciousness, is only projected, is only apparent, it is not real. Isn't it? Limitation which is said to be on the part of consciousness, only apparent, it is not real. Avachedaha kalpitaha. Syat means asti. Kalpitaha asti. Unmail adarku and the limitation anadhu kidayadhu. There is no limitation for consciousness. Consciousness is of the nature of limitlessness. But now it is said to be limited, isn't it? It is avachedaha. Why it is said to be limited? Because there is only your projections, only apparent. Because it obtains in a given body mind complex, it is seemingly limited. Really speaking, consciousness is not limited. It is of the nature of limitlessness. So, avachedaha kalpitaha syat. Thereafter he says, avachedyam tu vastavam. Avachedyam is what? Again, that consciousness which is seemingly limited, which is the pure consciousness, what now? Vastavam means the only reality. Vastavam. Avachedyam tu vastavam. Thereafter, and that reality, the pure consciousness, which is not really limited, which cannot be limited, which is seemingly limited, isn't the pure consciousness known by the term paramarthikaha jivaha, which is seemingly limited, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which cannot be limited. I get a 2-3 words, okay? Which is of the nature of limitlessness, which cannot be limited, which is seemingly limited, is the reality. There, on the part of consciousness, there is, we call it pure consciousness as what now? Jivaha. Who is a jivaha? Jivaha, when you say, one who has birth, one who is death, subject to birth and death, in between death and birth and death, you know, goes through all the changes, all sufferings and pains and pleasures, experiences these pairs of opposites. Isn't it? Again, who accumulates punya papa, again who is going to be born again next with other new sita paratha is called jiva. Who is a jiva now? Jivaha, if you say, jivan when you say, jivaha is a limited individual who is subject to birth and death. Here we talk about sukshma and sthula, okay? Subject to birth and death. In between birth and death also, who is going through all sorts of samsara, isn't it? Who is subject to this samsara, who is subject to this life of transmigration because of punya papas, having the kartrutvam, having the this boktrutvam, having punya papas, having prarabdha agavanchita karmas, one who is going through this life of samsara is called jivaha. But now what do we say? Whenever you say aham, no, aham samsari, aham dukhi, aham sukhi, etc. when you say, then you actually, you superimpose upon superimpose this jivatvam, the status of being a jiva, the jiva's problems of birth, death, sukham, dukkham, samsara, this problems of this jiva, you're superimposing upon what? This chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, the paramarthikaha jivaha. So jivatvam, really speaking, aropateva jivatvam. Unmail paramparulukku samsaram irikkirada. Is there samsara really for the jiva? The paramarthika jiva? No. Paramarthika jivaha, the pure consciousness really does not have any samsara, does not have the status of being the jiva, does not have the problems as a jiva goes through in life. Pure consciousness does not have any problems, but still we say what? The jiva, we say aham dukkhi sukhi ekstha. When you say, you have superimposed, you have falsely transferred the jivatvam to the pure consciousness. Isn't it? So what he says, this jivatvam, which is said to be on the part of the pure consciousness, paramarthika jiva, is purely because of what? Aropaha. Aropateva jivatvam. Purely because of this false transference alone, there seems to be jivatvam on the part of pure consciousness. Unmaila, is there really jivatvam for pure consciousness? No. But we see that there seems to be jivatvam now. Why there is jivatvam on the part of consciousness? Why the pure paramarthika jiva is said to have jivatvam? Aropat, aropatal, due to false transference. Aropateva chaitanye jivatvam asti. Samstu is better than I think in other language. No? Jivatve kimartam. Kimartam jeev, kimartam chaitanye paramarthike jive kimartam, why there is jivatvam, why there is samsaritvam? Isn't it say aropat, due to the false transference? Why falsely transferred? What is falsely transferred? Jivatva, what is falsely transferred? All the problems of a jiva. What are the problems of the jiva? Birth, death. In between birth and death, all the changes. Experience of pains and pleasures. All these things are superimposed upon this chaitanyam. This is called aropaha, false transference of the jiva's problems upon the pure consciousness. Makes pure consciousness what now? Jiva. Isn't seemingly makes a jiva. So this jivatvam is not really there. Really nothing can, pure consciousness, the paramarthika jiva does not have jivatvam, but now seems to have jivatvam, is purely because of false transference. The transference is because of what? Because of wrong identity. Isn't it? Because of wrong identity also. Ahankara. Ahankara is what now? Mistaking the vyavaharika jiva for paramarthika jiva. Because vyavaharika jiva, the reflected consciousness, which is inseparably associated with the reflecting medium, is mistaken for the paramarthika jiva. Isn't it? The identity being with the reflecting medium and the reflection of consciousness, mistaken for what now? Mistaken because of the wrong identity. Because of ahankara is because of wrong identity. Wrong identity is because of ajnanam. What ajnanam? Aham paramarthikaha jivaha, I to self am pure consciousness, which obtains in the given body maintenance complex, which is mithya, which comes and goes. Isn't thus jnanam is not there. Isn't it? That jnanam is not there. So, aham paramarthikaha jivaha, aham pure consciousness, aham brahma asmi, jnanam is not there. Therefore, what now? Even though it is there, pure consciousness is always pure consciousness. Nothing can happen on the part of consciousness. Nothing can limit the consciousness. But still, it's mistaken. Isn't it? Because it obtains. Is clear now? Well, he says, jivatvam is purely due to false transference of the limitations of the vyavaharika jiva and the vyavaharika shariram on the part of the this Paramarthika Jiva, really speaking, he says Paramarthikaha Brahmatvam tu swabhavataha, by nature, in reality, swabhavataha na yelbaha, isn't it? Swabhavataha, in nature, in reality, what is Paramarthika Jiva? What is this consciousness? It is of the nature of limitlessness, Brahmatvam. Brahmatvam is its original nature, Jivatvam is due to false transference. You have to understand this. Brahmatvam is its original nature is Brahmatvam. The Paramarthika Jiva's original nature is Brahmatvam. The false transference of Jivatvam is due to false transference. Why the Jivatvam? Because of false transference. But otherwise, what is it? It has Brahmatvam. It is of the nature of limitlessness. In reality, it has Brahmatvam. In reality, it is of the nature of limitlessness. But what happens? The Brahmatvam, this Jivatvam is supreme because of superimposition, because of false transference, because of Ajnanam, Adhyasaha, Adhyaropaha. Adhyaropa is what now? Because of Adhyasa. Adhyasa is because of Ajnanam. Avachinnasya jivasya Purnena brahmanaikatam Tattvamasyadivakyani Jagurnetarajivayo Avachinnasya jivasya Purnena brahmanaikatam Tattvamasyadivakyani Jagurnetarajivayo So he says, Tattvam asyadi vakya. Now see the 34th verse. Tattvam asi adi vakyani. Tattvam asyadi vakyani means what? Tattvam asi mudaliya vakyangal, mahavakyangal. The great declarations such as Tattvam asi. What do they do? Mahavakyam, when I say itself, now we have come to third prakrana grantha. Tattvabodha is over. We have finished other two small texts also. We have come to this textbook now. So we should know Mahavakyam. When I say immediately, you should know the meaning. What is Mahavakyam? A Mahavakyam is a vakyam which reveals the identity between Jiva and Ishvara. And from the standpoint of Lakshyartha, not from the standpoint of Vachyartha. That much you should know. So this is not, no, we can't make again LKG class. Now we have come to UKG. So here now, he says, Tattvamasyadi Vakyani, Tattvamasi Adi Vakyani, the sentence Mahavakyani, Mahavakyas, the great declarations of Veda, such as Tattvamasi, what do they do? Jaguhu, isn't it? It's a Gai Dhatu. Dhatu is Gai. You know that? So in lit it becomes So Jaguhu, they had revealed. Already the Mahavakyas have revealed. They revealed what? They revealed Ekatam. They revealed the Ekata. Ekam means one. Ekata means oneness. Aikyam. Ekata is a feminine gender word. Aikyam is a neutral gender word. Aikyam also means oneness. Ekata also means oneness. Gender only differs. Okay? Aikyam, oneness. Ekata, oneness. What is the difference? Ekata is a feminine gender word. Aikyam is a neutral gender word. Meaning is the same. Ekata, Aikyam. Sollunga. I think I have to make you say it after me now. Ekata, Aikyam. So, Ekatam, Jaguhu. These Mahavakyani reveal the oneness. Oneness of what? Brahmanaikatam. Isn't it? Reveal the oneness of this. Of what? Reveal the oneness of what? Reveal. I mean, two things are there. And then these Mahavakyas reveal the oneness of two things. Oneness of two things, which two things? Avachinnasya jivasya brahmana. Avachinnaha jivaha is with now the seemingly limited consciousness. Isn't it? The consciousness which is of the nature of limitlessness, which cannot be limited, which is indivisible, that indivisible limitless consciousness which obtains in body mansions complex, which is seemingly limited by the body mansions complex, not really limited by the body mansions complex, is what now? Avachinnaha jivaha. Puridha ipo? Inga avachinnaha jivaha in this verse means paramarthikaha jivaha. Paramarthikasya jivasya. When you say avachinnasya jivasya, avachinna jivasya, you should remember the meaning paramarthika jivasya. Paramarthika jivasya brahmana saha ekatam jaguhu. See, Brahman is there, this paramarthika jiva also is there. What is paramarthika jiva? Consciousness. What is Brahman? Consciousness. What is the nature of consciousness? Limitlessness. So they seem to be different now. They are not different, they are one, isn't it? Paramarthika jiva, the pure, now the space obtaining in this house and space which obtains everywhere and everything, the all pervasive space, mahakashaha, griha akashaha, what is now? They are already one, isn't it? But the seemingly what now? Seemingly enclosed, seemingly limited. This called now, we had this space is actually the space which obtains in everything when you say this Mahavakyam. Space obtaining in this house is the space available everywhere when you say it is equation. Similarly, Tattvamasyadi Mahavakyani, what do? They equate through equation. What do? They so here, this is Brahmana ekatam jaguhu. Of whom? Oneness of whom? Oneness of this jiva. Avachinnasya jivasya ekatam jaguhu. They reveal the oneness of this avachinna jivaha. Who is avachinna jivaha? Paramarthikaha jivaha. Isn't it? Paramarthika. Who is paramarthika jivaha? Pure consciousness. Why paramarthika jiva, the pure consciousness, is said to be avachinna jivaha? Because it obtains in, it seemingly limited by the body mansions complex. That consciousness is actually what now? One with Brahman. Isn't it? They reveal the oneness of this paramarthika jiva, which is seemingly limited. Is it? With what? With Brahman. The reality which is all pervasive, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Is it clear now? So the pure consciousness which is all pervasive is said to be mentioned, implied by the word Brahman. And here who is avachinna jiva is equated to who? That Brahman, which is everywhere. Why the avachinna jiva is not different from the Brahman which is there everywhere? Because he establishes the oneness of Chaitanyam, which he obtains in the body as Paramarthika Jiva, Avachinna Jiva, which is there everywhere, isn't it? That is what he says here in this verse. So, this Mahavakyani reveal the oneness of the Paramarthika Jiva by equating the Paramarthika Jiva to Brahman, the consciousness, isn't it? Whereas, na itara jivayoho, they do not reveal the identity between other jivas. Which jivas? Vyavaharika jiva and Pratibhasika jiva. Three jivas I told you. Vyavaharika jivaha, Pratibhasika jivaha and Paramarthika jiva. The Paramarthika jiva alone is pure consciousness, isn't it? Which is always there. Before the birth of the body, it was there. After the birth of the body, it again continues to be in the body mind's complex. Even after the body goes, it will continue to be there. That is Paramarthika Jiva, isn't it? This space was there as an open ground. It was there. No house was built in this area. Big space was there. Then what happened now? The houses have been built here. Now the space becomes what now? Seemingly limited, divisible. Seemingly limited, divisible also, because we use this space, others don't come here. So for us it's seemingly divisible, divided now. Suppose after 300-500 years, okay, one day they may demolish and they build a new house again, or they may demolish everything. What happens? Again, space will continue to be there. What comes and goes is the walls. Isn't it? That is why, similarly here also what he says, so tattvamasyadi mahavakyani, they reveal the oneness of chaitya, brahma chaitanyam, consciousness, oneness of this avachinna jiva, the pure consciousness which obtains in the body means complex, with what now? With Brahman. There will be identity between Brahman and this paramarthika jiva. Why paramarthika jiva and Brahman are not two different things? Brahman alone gets the name paramarthika jiva because it obtains in this body mansions complex. Is clear now? Na itara jivayoho, matra iru jivargalukkum, they do not reveal the identity between other jivas and Brahman. Why? They are of different orders of reality. Brahman is absolute reality. Paramarthika jiva also is absolute reality. Therefore, identity is possible. Whereas Vyavaharika jivaha and Pratibhasika jivaha, both are not pure consciousness. They are only reflection of consciousness, not the original consciousness. Reflection of consciousness to reflections of consciousness. Therefore, they are of the different order of reality. They cannot be equated to Brahman. Is it clear now? He only makes it very clear. Which of the three is equated to Brahman? Paramarthika, Vyavaharika or Pratibhasika? Which of the three is equated? Paramarthika is equated because they enjoy the same order of, they are one and the same. Other two are mithya, isn't it? Satyam alone can be equated to Satyam. What he says in the 34th verse. So we are going to 35th verse. We are very quickly going now. Look at this. Now you have to talk, you have to think about this Brahma Chaitanyam, this Paramarthikaha Jivaha. Who is this Paramarthikaha Jivaha? Pure original consciousness. What is its swarupam? Every day coming to the class and sitting and listening, the same thing, one day it becomes. Okay? Consciousness, it is beginningless. It is endless. Ajaha. Isn't it? Then anantaha, endless also. Not object to change also. And then it's all pervasive. It is eternal. It is one. It is indivisible. It is partless. It is whole. Again and again, repeat listening about it. What is this chaitanyam? Ekam nityam satyam vibhum suddham. Isn't it? You understand these words anyway repeatedly. So that chaitanyam, he says, is what now? Aham asmi. Now actually, how should you say? Aham, that Brahma chaitanyam asmi. But now what happens? This Brahma chaitanyam, okay, what happened now? This paramarthika jivaha, which is pure consciousness, has maya shaktihi. And now has what now? The creative power, maya shaktihi. This maya shakti, which is of two powers, vikshepa shakti, power of projection, and power of manifesting, and also what? Power of concealing. The two powers it has. So he's going to say about that. Brahmanyavasthita maya.
Brahmanyavasthita maya.
Vikshepavruti rupini.
Vikshepavruti rupini.
So the author talks about the paramarthika jivaha in verse number 32, 33 and 34. Paramarthika jiva is discussed in 32, 33, 34. Now he is going to enter into vyavaharika jiva. 35, 36, 37, he'll talk about vyavaharika jivaha. நச்சித் பிரதிபிம்பா அர்ச்சிதாபாசா. ப்ரஹ்மண்யவஸ்திதா மாயா,
ப்ரஹ்மண்யவஸ்திதா மாயா,
விக்ஷேபாவ்ருதி ரூபிணி,
விக்ஷேபாவ்ருதி ரூபிணி,
ஆவ்ருத்யாகண்டதாம் தஸ்மின் ஜகஜீவோ ப்ரகல்பயேத். Now what happens? This Brahman, I the Paramarthika Jiva, say now like this. I the Paramarthika Jivaha, the pure consciousness which is actually Brahman. What now? I have, what now? Maya Shakti. You can't imagine, no, I have Maya Shakti, my God. How many? I have Maya Shakti, do I have Maya Shakti? Which you? When you say I, you have to remember now. I the Brahman, what now? Isn't it? I am endowed with what now? Maya Shakti. I the Brahman, the pure consciousness, is endowed with Maya Shakti in the form of Vikshepa Shakti and Avriti Shakti. There what happened to using this Vikshepa Shakti, I projected, I created, I manifest. Isn't it? What happened now? This Jivaha, this Jagat, I created what now? This Vyavaharika Shariram and Vyavaharika Prapancha. Look at this. Here the author, you have to remember here, when the author talks about two, three Jivas, and here, Vyavaharika Pratibhasikaha Jivaha, Vyavaharikaha Jivaha, Paramarthikaha Jivaha, of them, you have to understand. Who is this Vyavaharikaha Jivaha? Vyavaharikaha Jivaha is reflection of consciousness associated with the Vyavaharika Shariram, body maintenance complex, available for trans, isn't it? Available in the waking state, isn't it? Which experiences the Vyavaharikam Jagat. Let me tell you now. Repeat it now. So, Vyavaharika Jivaha is the reflection of consciousness. So, Vyavaharika Jivaha, when is it available? Only in the waking state. Associated with what? Vyavaharika body, mind, sense complex. Vyavaharika Dehaha, Vyavaharika Shariram. See, waking is the body mentions complex which is available for transaction during the waking state is called what now? Vyavaharika Shariram. So, okay, is Vyavaharika Jivaha available in waking state, obtaining in the Vyavaharika body mentions complex, experiences the Vyavaharika Prapancha. So you have to remember all these words. Vyavaharika prapanchaha, vyavaharikam shariram, waking state, vyavaharika jivaha. Remember now, who is vyavaharika jivaha? Reflected consciousness, reflection of consciousness. When is it available? In the waking state. Associated with what? Vyavaharika shariram. Experiences what? Vyavaharika prapancha. Remember, this Vyavaharika prapanchaha. This is Vyavaharika jiva. Now, this Vyavahar, he says, what about Pratibhasika jiva? Pratibhasika jivaha is available only in dream state. Associated with what? Dream body mind sense complex experiencing dream prapancha. So Pratibhasika jiva is available in dream state associated with the dream body mind sense complex experiencing the dream world is what now? Pratibhasika Jivaha. Okay, now Pratibhasika Jiva also associated with what? A state of mind. Isn't it? Which state? Dream state. Associated with what? Dream body mind sense complex. In the dream you have body mind sense complex. So the dream body. Dream body mind sense complex. And experiences what? Dream world. Dream, isn't it? Pratibhasika Jiva available in dream state, associated with the dream body mind sense complex, experiences the dream world. Now, what is Vyavaharika Jiva do? Vyavaharika Jiva available in the waking state, associated with the Vyavaharika body mind sense complex, experiences the Vyavaharika Prapancha. Now, you come to the next line. What is the Paramarthika Jiva associated with? Nothing. If you say associated with something, then I am very upset. Okay? Paramarthika Jivaha is not associated with anything. Then you have to remember. What is Paramarthika Jivaha? Pure consciousness is not associated with anything. Is it clear now? That's what I want to say. So here, what he says, this Paramarthika Jivaha, the pure consciousness, is Brahman actually, isn't it? He says, this Brahman, Paramarthika Jiva, which is Brahman, actually, has Maya Shakti. This because of the Maya Shakti's Vikshepa Shakti, it creates what now? Jagat. The Jagat includes what now? Vyavaharika Prapancha includes Vyavaharika Body Mansions Complex. Once the creation has come into being, if it is seized, it's very, very nice. Oh, I have made this. But the problem is, its own Avarna Shakti comes and covers the difference. Remember that it covers the difference inside and outside. Avrunoti Aparashakti. Remember that now. Remember all those things. This immediately after that Avarna Shakti comes, it divides. It covers. It covers, thereby it divides also. It covers what? It covers the internal difference between mind and the Sakshi, Drik and Rishyam. Externally also, it covers the difference between Brahman, the existence, and Namarupa. So, Brahma Sarga Yoho, remember that, you have to remember all the verses again. So, it covers the difference between Brahman existence and the Namarupa outside. It covers the difference between Chitta, the consciousness, and the mind inside. Who does it? Avarana Shaktihi. Therefore, what he says, this he repeats the same thing here, this verse. Then, there is reflection. Once the creation is there, the reflection also is there. Reflection is formed. Once there is a mind, once there is a body, then there is reflection of consciousness. That is how the Vyavaharika Jiva becomes what now? Formed. There is a Vyavaharika Jiva. How? Because of this, Vyavaharika Shariram is there, Vyavaharika mind is there, there is reflection of consciousness, therefore there is a Vyavaharika Jivaha. It's clear now. So he is tasmin, in that jiva, jagat jivo prakalpayet. So who prakalpayet means projects. Project should be understood as creates. Isn't it? Create means what now? Causes the manifestation. Prakalpayati. Prakalpayati means projects. Projects means what? Here causes the manifestation. How? Using its Maya Shaktihi. So this Paramarthika Jivaha Brahman, having the Maya Shaktihi, using its Vikshepa Shakti, causes the manifestation of the Vyavaharika Prapancha, which is inclusive of Vyavaharika Dehaha and mind also. Thereby, there comes what? Vyavaharika Jivaha also. Thereafter, the Avarna Shakti immediately comes and covers the difference between the internally, the pure consciousness and the thought, isn't it? And covers difference between existence and Namarupa also. That means the reflected consciousness, this Vyavaharika Jiva is mistaken for the Paramarthika Jiva. You don't even know that you are mistaking. Unknowingly, you just say. Who is associated with the Vyavaharika Shariram? Paramarthika Jiva or Vyavaharika Jiva? Vyavaharika Jiva alone associated with the Vyavaharika Shariram. And who experiences the Vyavaharika Prapancha? Vyavaharika Jiva. But who is a Sakshi bird there? Paramarthika Jiva. But what do we do there? We mistake the Vyavaharika Jiva for the Paramarthika Jiva. How do we know that? Because we place I see, I hear, I suffer, I, when you say, actually I should be placed only on Paramarthika Jiva. Is it? That's how samsara comes into the picture. Jagat Jivau Prakalpayet. Tasmin Jagat Jivau Prakalpayet. So, Vikshepa Avritti Rupini Avritya Akhandatam. Akhandata is what now? Limitlessness. What does it, this Vikshepa Shakti? Vikshepa Shakti projects the Jagat inclusive of this Vyavaharika Prapancha, including Vyavaharika Body Mansions Complex. Then what does the Avarna Shakti do? Avarna Shakti covers. It covers what? Covers the limitlessness. It covers the indivisibility, isn't it? It covers the indivisibility of consciousness. Thereby what happens now? It is seemingly divided. It becomes seemingly limited. Akhandatam avrunoti. There we heard little differently there. Here we say akhandatam avrunoti. Akhandata means indivisibility. Indivisibleness is akhandata. Okay? This when this identity comes, when there is a reflection of consciousness also, then Avarna Shakti covers, is it because of the, when it, the same consciousness obtains in all the body mansions complex, all the bodies, all the forms, then what happens now? Avarna Shakti comes and covers the indivisibility of the consciousness. Thereby what happens now? You do not see the consciousness being one indivisible, partless whole. But how, what do you see? You see the consciousness is seemingly divided. Like what? You are not able to even see the space being indivisible. External gross space, which is actually indivisible, partless. Even this space itself, when the walls come, we are not able to see through what? Indivisibility of the space. Even it is, this itself very difficult, isn't it? This all we have to remind ourselves often, no, space is not divided, space is not divided, space is one indivisible, partless whole. Walls all stand in the space, walls seem to be dividing the space. We have to be telling again and again and again why even the gross space, isn't it, which is basically what now? Akhandata is its nature, indivisibility is its nature, but seemingly divided. It's because of the walls. What to talk of pure consciousness? A akhandata, indivisibleness, indivisibility is what now? Consciousness is one indivisible, partless whole. But now it is seemingly, apparently divided. Not really divided. By what? Because of the avarna shakti. Why? Avarna Shakti covers the indivisible nature of, isn't it? Akhandatam avrunoti. It covers the indivisible nature. How does it cover? By having its own, isn't it? When does it cover? Because it covers only when there is body mentions complex. Vikshepa Shakti has projected all of them. Then there is also reflection of consciousness, everything fine. If Avarna Shakti does not cover, what would have happened? Even though you see all the differences, you know very clearly, oh, aham, what now? Purna Chaitanyam Brahma Asmi, I am one indivisible partless whole, I see everything, will be very objective. Isn't it? Very objective. You will watch all that is happening on your own body mind complex happily, like how you are watching television serial. Suppose the body falls sick, television serial you are seeing somebody falling sick. How do you see? Television serial you are watching. And somebody is sick, somebody is taken to the hospital, somebody is looked after, and somebody is crying and now laughing. How do you see? Same way you will see your own body falling sick, your own body going to the hospital, your own pain comes, look at this body suffering now. You will see like this. You will be very objective. But now then there's no pain on your part. There's no dukkham at all. Nice entertainment. You don't need any other television serial. Your own body, your own mind will be an entertaining object of entertainment. But now what happens? You need entertainment outside, because the whole thing has become you now. Isn't it? This has become you. So you need object entertainment outside. This is why, because akhandata, the indivisible nature of consciousness has been covered. Who has covered? Avarna Shakti. Belongs to whom? Me. Okay? My own Shakti. Swayam Krita Aparada. My own Avarna Shakti. He covers. But when does it cover this? After my Vikshepa Shakti projected this Jagat. Once they projected the Jagat, then what happens? There is immediately reflection also comes in the mind. Understand now? So, Vyavaharika Jivaha becomes manifest after the body, mind and complex, everything has come into being. For which, who is responsible? Vikshepa Shaktihi. Then what did Avarna Shakti do? It covers the indivisibility of consciousness. Thereby what happened now? We seemingly apparently divided. Then what do you think now? You mistake yourself for the Vyavaharika Jivaha. Thereby you become a Jivatam is superimposed upon Aham. Who is Aham? Paramarthika Jiva. Who is Paramarthika Jiva? Brahma Chaitanyam. Is it clear now? Okay. This is how Vyavaharika Jivaha comes into being. How does Vyavaharika Jiva comes into being? Reflection comes into being when the reflecting medium becomes manifest. When does it become manifest? When the Vikshepa Shakti operates, the whole Vyavaharika Prapancha comes into manifestation, which is inclusive of your Vyavaharika body mind complex also. Then there is reflection of consciousness. Then there is Vyavaharika Jiva also has become manifest. So he says, Jiva, Jagat, Jiva, Prakalpayet. Who created Vyavaharika Jiva? Who projected this Jagat also? Paramarthika Jiva. Nane Pannita. Understand now? You have projected your own Jagat and Jivatvam. Okay, go to the next verse now.
Jivodhistachidabhaso. Jivo. Dhistachidabhaso. Dhistachidabhaso. Bhaved bhokta hi karma krite. Bhaved bhokta hi karma krite. Bhogya rupamidam sarvam. Bhogya rupamidam sarvam. Jagat syad. Jagat syad. Bhuta bhautikam. Jivodhistachidabhasah. Jivodhistachidabhasah. Bhaved bhokta hi karma krite. Bhaved bhokta hi karma krite. Bhogya rupamidam sarvam. Bhogya rupamidam sarvam. Jagat syat. Jagat syat. Bhuta bhautikam. Bhuta bhautikam.
He says,
Dhistachidabhasaha. Dhistachidabhasaha. Say now. Dhistachidabhasaha. Dhihi means mind. Dhihi literally means intellect. Here dhihi should be understood as antahkaranam, the mind. Dhihi means mind. Dhista means manadil irikkindra. The mind, that which obtains in the mind. Dhista means obtaining in the mind. Chidabhasaha means reflection of consciousness. The manifest consciousness, the reflected consciousness in the mind is called Dhista Chidabhasaha. The reflection of consciousness obtaining in the manifest in the intellect, manifest in the mind is what now? Reflection of consciousness obtaining in the reflecting medium, the mind. Okay, Dhista Chidabhasaha means the reflection of consciousness obtaining in the reflecting medium, the mind, is what Dhista Chidabhasaha. This Dhista Chidabhasaha is, when does it come? Only after the Vikshepa Shakti's operation, after the whole jagat has becomes manifest, body, mind, sense complex becomes manifest, then immediately there is manifestation, there is reflection of consciousness in the mind. Isn't it? It's called Dhista Chidabhasaha is what now? Jivaha. Who is this Dhista Chidabhasaha? Vyavaharikaha Jivaha. Why do you call this Vyavaharika Jiva? Because Vyavaharaha means transaction. Vyavahara means what? Transaction. Because who is available? That which is available for transaction. The pure consciousness is not available for transactions. You know that. Pure consciousness is. That's all. Okay? But who is available for transactions? The transacting world. World of transactions. Isn't it? See, incoming, coming. All these are possible only when there is this. This must be project. This jagat must be there. Body means complex must be there. Then immediately, simultaneously, manifestation of consciousness. Then there is what now? Transactions. Isn't it? So he says, Dhista Chidabhasaha Jivaha is what now? Vyavaharikaha Jivaha. And this Vyavaharikaha Jivaha, Dhista Chidabhasaha, has the problems of what now? Because associated with the manifesting medium, reflecting medium, all the problems of reflecting medium also become what? The problems of Chidabhasa also. Isn't it? Therefore, what he says, now, who becomes the Bhokta? Bhokta, enjoyer. Who enjoys? Who is the enjoyer here? Pure consciousness is not the enjoyer. The mind by itself cannot be the enjoyer. The consciousness reflection is not possible without the reflecting medium. So the reflection of consciousness obtaining in the reflecting medium, mind, together becomes what now? Enjoyer. Isn't it? Bhokta. Who is the enjoyer now? Bhokta means enjoyer. Vritti by itself, antahkarnam by itself is inert, isn't it? It has to have what now? Reflection of, manifestation of consciousness. Reflection of consciousness for it to become what now? Conscious, sentient, and to become the knower. We had it in the earlier class, I repeat every day, how does the mind become illuminator? Becomes conscious, becomes sentient, borrows consciency, borrows sentiency, has the status of being the illuminator. Remember, they were now yet say bhokta, enjoyer. Then what now? Karmakrite, doer, doer of actions, performer of actions, enjoyer of pains and pleasures, enjoyer of paths of opposites. Who becomes? This Vyavaharika Jivaha alone becomes Karta and Bhokta. How does he become? Is it clear now? The Vyavaharika Jivaha, reflector consciousness, obtaining in the reflecting medium, mind, becomes Karta and Bhokta. enjoyer and doer, performer of actions. Bhavet bhokta hi karmakrite. He would have said karta. Bhokta karta bhavati. Bhokta karta cha bhavati. Who becomes karta bhokta? Chidabhasaha. Which chidabhasaha? Deesta chidabhasaha. Manadil patibalikindra chaitanyam karta vahum bhokta vahum ahirade. Is clear now? He says deesta chidabhasaha karta bhavati, karmakrit bhavati, bhokta cha bhavati. Who is this deesta chidabhasaha? Vyavaharikaha jivaha. Don't say paramarthika jiva. Okay? Later on. Then when it becomes this vyavaharika jivaha, I've already explained to you, I'm repeating with the verse. This dhistha chidabhasaha, the consciousness, reflection of consciousness obtaining in the mind, known as vyavaharika jivaha, becoming the enjoyer and doer, enjoys what? He says, when you speak of enjoyer means, it needs something to enjoy, isn't it? Enjoys what? It needs a field of experience. Field of experience. Field of enjoyment. Isn't it? Called bhogya rupam. Bhogya rupam means, the form of the field of enjoyment. Object of enjoyment. This becomes a bhokta. For the jiva to become a bhokta, to become the enjoyer, it needs something to enjoy. What is that which enjoy available for enjoyment here? Bhogya rupam. Bhogya means that which is the field of enjoyment, isn't it? Bhogya rupam, the object of enjoyment. What is here? Idam sarvam jagat. This vyavaharika prapanchaha. Idam sarvam jagat, which is vyavaharika prapanchaha. Why do you say it is vyavaharika prapanchaha? In deep sleep state, vyavaharika prapancha is there. There is no vyavahara for you. Understand? That is why you have to call it vyavaharika prapancha. So this vyavaharika prapancham is what? Idam sarvam jagat. This entire universe is what? Bhogya rupam is the object of enjoyment. For this jiva to be the enjoyer, it needs object of enjoyment. Isn't it? Field of experience. What is this field of experience? Bhogya rupam idam sarvam jagat. Idam sarvam jagat. You have to repeat along with me. Then you get the Sanskrit words also. Idam sarvam jagat. This entire universe, bhogya rupam, the form of object of enjoyment, it becomes the field of experience. Okay. Now, what is this jagat? Syat means asti, bhuta bhautikam. These elements and this universe, constituent of elements and the elemental products, becomes the object of enjoyment for this vyavaharika jivaha. Is it clear now? So what do you understand? Who is vyavaharika jivaha now? Tell me. Who is Vyavaharika Jiva? Talks about Vyavaharika Jiva only. 36 verse. I've already told you. Vyavaharika Jivaha is what? Reflection of consciousness. Away obtaining in the reflecting medium mind. Available for in waking state. Experience associated with the Vyavaharika body, mind, sense complex. Experiencing the Vyavaharika Prapanchaha. Is a vyavaharika jivaha. Now what are we now? Is there anybody pratibhasika jiva now? Slowly the heat is so much and slowly dozing, suddenly there's a dream also. And in dream, I have gone to their house, I'm doing ki class there. Dridrishya class. Don't have dream class now. Please come back to the class and then. So now we are all what now? Originally we are all paramarthika jivaha, not jivas. Paramarthika jivaha, actually we are all paramarthika jivaha, but now we are what? Vyavaharika Jeevatvena Smaha. Isn't it? Now we enjoy the status of being the Vyavaharika Jeevaha. Now we are, it's very nice to say, in the bright sun, there is a Bhogya Prupam. Bhogya idam sarvam bhogya rupam prapancham bhuta bhautikam bhogya rupam idam sarvam jagat is bhogya rupam. This entire universe of elements and the elemental products is what now? Available for experience. And who is the experiencer? Who is the performer of actions here? Vyavaharika Jeevaha. Who is Vyavaharika Jeevaha? The reflection of consciousness obtaining in the reflecting medium, mind. Associated with what? Vyavaharika Shariram. You have to say that. Vyavaharika Jeeva is not available in deep sleep state. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Vyavaharika Jeeva available, associated with the body maintenance complex. Vyavaharika body maintenance complex. Experiencing the Vyavaharika Prapancha in the waking state. Have to say that. Because in deep sleep state, there is no Vyavaharika Jeeva available. Understand now? That is why Vyavaharika Jeeva is not available in deep sleep state. Not also, not in the Swapna also. Okay. We'll go to the next verse now. If you're not tired. Okay? Do you want tea? I think we have to give you buttermilk hereafter. No more tea. I'll make nice buttermilk next week. I don't know whether you all like it or in India, this is the season now, and all our houses in the front will keep under big trees, will keep big pots and full of buttermilk. No? Nice, fragrant buttermilk with coriander leaves. And really, just to divert your attention, okay? And always, I cannot have my class without talking about food. Somewhere, some food I have to talk about. Okay? And then with the little, just to divert. Now, what all we put? I'm telling you, it's very good for health. So, auntie also made that day. Coriander leaves, fine leaves we put, not too much, little. Then we put also this curry leaves. No, this curry leaves we cut and put. And also we put cumin powder, little cumin powder we mix. And also we put, because India it would be nice, put little salt and one green chili. Okay, but here you may not add green chili. And then sometimes, because in India natural gets sour, here you have to add lime juice. There natural gets sour and then be very good. Sometimes we don't put green chili also. Without that, we put big pots, no, the clay pots. And put, and there will be, it's called Tannir Pandal. In the pandal for drinks, people can come and have. Also keep pure water also. Clean water, no, people come. They don't feel dirty about bugs and things. Very, very thirsty, will be walking, come and drink. It's a big dharma. One of the charitable activities is giving buttermilk in summer. And it starts with Ramanavami. Ramanavami, Rama is born in very hot season, okay? Chaitramasa. Very hot in Chaitramasa. And we also give panakam, because people all like this panakam and drink. Because Rama's birthday, we give panakam because he was born in that season. But Krishna was born little, no, not very pleasant climate. So we give all crunchy, munchy food. The reason is there, okay? They are depending upon their birth, when they are born. Okay. That is Vyavahara Loka, okay? Vyavahara is over. Okay, come back to the class now. Anadi kalam arabhya mokshat purvam idam dvayam anadi kalam arabhya mokshat purvam idam dvayam vyavahare sthitam tasmat ubhayam vyavaharikam anadikalam arabhya mokshat purvam idam dvayam vyavahare sthitam tasmat Ubhayam Vyavaharikam. Now he says, it is Paramarthika Jivaha is pure consciousness obtaining in the body, means complex is what now? Absolute reality. Isn't it? Now what about, what do you call this Vyavaharika Jiva here? Isn't it? Vyavaharika Jiva is what now? Empirically real. What about this Jagat also? Vyavaharika Jivaha away associated with Vyavaharika body mentions complex experiencing the Vyavaharika Prapancha is what? Vyavaharika Satyam. Empirically real. Isn't it? What about Paramarthika Jiva? If you say Paramarthika Jivaha obtaining in body mentions complex experiencing Paramarthikam Jagat, if you say why? Because all rhyming, no? So Pratibhasika Jivaha available in deep dream state associated with the dream body mentions complex experiencing the dream prapancha, pre-dream prapanchaha. So Vyavaharika Jiva as available in waking state associated with the Vyavaharika body mentions complex experiencing the Vyavaharika prapancha. So Paramarthika Jiva associated with the deep sleep state. Don't say that. Okay? Available in deep sleep. Oh, Paramarthika Jiva is always there. Isn't it? Available in... Okay, but other two states are over now. Paramarthika Jiva, available in deep sleep state, associated with the Karna Shariram, experiences Karna Prapancha. Or don't say that. There's no experience. It's experience, but still is not associated. Paramarthika Jiva, there's no such thing called what? Paramarthika Prapancha. Prapancha is always Vyavaharikam only. Paramarthikam Satyam is only one, that is Brahman the Chaitanyam. There is no such thing called Paramarthika Prapanchaha. Remember that. But Vyavaharika Prapanchaha is there. It is when it is experienced. For it to be experienced, there must be experiencer. Experiencer is who? Vyavaharika Jivaha. Who is Vyavaharika Jivaha? Reflection of consciousness. Where is it available? Where does it obtain? In the reflecting medium, the mind. There, but it is there in the whole body mind complex. Is it clear now? So now we'll go to the next. He says, when does it begin? If you ask me, when does this Vyavaharika Jiva begin? When did he begin? Next question comes, when did this Vyavaharika Jiva begin? Now there is a Vyavaharika Jiva. In every one of us there is a Vyavaharika Jiva. Isn't it? Because why? There are so many reflecting mediums, minds, obtaining in the given body, given physical body. There is Sukshma obtaining in the given Sthulam. And each Sukshmam obtaining in the given Sthulam has what now? Serves as a reflecting medium for the consciousness. Therefore, there is a reflection of consciousness. Is it clear now? Reflection of consciousness. Therefore, now what we say here, this is a Vyavaharika Jivas. Vyavaharika Jivas are many. Reflections of consciousness are many. But how many consciousnesses are there? Consciousness is one, but reflections are many because reflecting media are many. Isn't it? So Vyavaharika Jivas are many. Is it? Paramarthika Jiva is what now? Only one. But Paramarthikam Satyam is said to be Paramarthika Jiva because obtains in the body mental complex. That's all. Isn't it? Now he says here, when does this Vyavaharika Jiva begin? Now we have in this mind, what happened before? This Sukshma, this Thulam has date of birth, Sukshma has no date of birth. Understand that now? Please understand. Stholam has date of birth. We all celebrate date of birth, cutting cakes, fooing candles. But what about the date of, what about the jiva? Vyavaharika jiva is anadikalad arabhya. From time immemorial, beginninglessly, this jiva, vyavaharika jiva has been. Why? Beginninglessly, sukshma also has been. In between, it might have entered into some other houses. Hopping, crawling, we do not know. Luckily, we do not remember. Imagine if you all remember our past. In my past janma, I was a lion. In my past janma, one janma, I was a frog. Hopping everywhere. It won't be nice, isn't it? And then, then if I happen to see the other frog, who was my child? Then I will get attached. And I'll leave you all and go away with them. It's all confusion. So luckily, that is why Bhagavan has made us forget all our past. But one thing I remember now, really it's very, very important to know all these things. This Vyavaharika Jivaha, why Sukshma is not, isn't it? Sukshma has been the Anadi. Why Ajnanam is Anadi? Adhyaya is also Anadi. Sukshma has been there for long, okay? Timelessly. Therefore, Vyavaharika Jiva is also what now? Anadi Kalad Arabhya. From time, you know, from beginninglessly, this Vyavaharika Jiva is there. Therefore, what happens now? There is a Prarabdha Karma. Every time gets a new dress, wears a new dress, and comes in, and then like wearing a new dress, taking a new physical body, comes in keeping Prarabdha Karma, and it has again what? This Vyavaharika Prapancha it experiences. And there it also what now? Karma Krit also. It also becomes what? The doer. Because strong identity with the body means complex, it becomes the enjoyer, it becomes the doer, and accumulates purva punya papas, again goes back with a big bag of agami. Again, Panchita becomes much bigger. Little exhausted, again earned more. Again comes back. Goes, comes back. Goes, who goes and who's coming back? Vyavaharika Jivaha goes and comes back. Why? Vyavaharika Jiva is always with what? Sukshma mind. At least now you know Sukshma Shariram, we all studied. Dehesmin yatha no? Dehino smin yatha dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantara praptihi dhirastatra namuhyati. As I told you, so this sukshma shariram having the reflection of consciousness, anadi. It's been there. Don't ask me how do you know. Shastram says I believe it's there. Okay? It's been there. But who comes and goes? Who is this thing? Stholam alone is new. When you know about it, isn't it very nice to know? Thank God. We'll be coming and going. This stholam only goes. House only, residence only is changed. Resident continues to be the same. Address only changes. Isn't it? Address changes. Residence changes. Resident is always there. New residence. Isn't it? That's how he says, anadi kalad arabhya. This how long is now? Until the, from srishti onwards, until the pralayam, if you do not make effort to gain jnanam, ajnanam continues to be there, then the sukshma changes houses from Bromley to Kent to, and then some survey to somewhere, and then India and America, and then goes to different places. My God goes on and on and on and on. Till when? Till pralayam. After pralayam, what happens? All the jiva, the total deluge. Again, what now? Again, samashti paravda begins. Again, you'll come back. With your own, wherever you left the thread, you'll come back with what? The same thing. It is like a sleep only. Okay, now this jiva, do you get the point what I'm saying? This vyavaharika jivaha has no beginning. Vyavaharika jivaha has no end also, but will have end when? Only in jnanam. Until the jnanam takes place, vyavaharika jiva's journey continues. புரியுதா சொல்றது? டாக் அபவுட் தி வியாபாரிக்க ஜீவா நவ். சி, வென் யூ ஆர் லிஸ்னிங் டு திஸ், ஆரன்ட் யூ ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ்? லைக் அ ஸ்டோரி யூ ஆர் லிஸ்னிங், இசன்ட் இட்? யூ டோன்ட் இன்டெல் ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங், யூ ஆர் டாக்கிங் ஆல் அபவுட் தி, இசன்ட் இட், தி ஸ்டோரி. லுக் அட் திஸ், இட் இஸ் ரியல் ரியல் பயோகிராபி ஆஃப் அ ஜீவா. வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ்? ஏ அநாதி, அநாதி காலாதாரபிய. அன்டில் வென்? அன்டில் மோக்ஷ பரியந்தம். அன்டில் யூ அட்டைன் மோக்ஷா. Moksha, until moksha, from beginningless time, no, beginninglessly, until jnanam one attains, until the knowledge takes place, until the, no, shastra, you do shastra shravanam and nidhyasanam, you become contemplative of ascertained vision, until jnanam takes place, until you attain moksha, this jiva, this vyavaharika jiva continues to be there, changing the address. Is it clear now what he says here? Mokshat Purum. The one, the Vyavaharika Jiva is there, then Vyavaharika Jiva, when does it, when is it there? There cannot be Vyavaharika Jiva without the Vyavaharika body, mind and complex. Is it okay? Without the, with the Vyavaharika Jiva is always there, but the Vyavaharika Jiva becomes, has the status of being the enjoyer, doer, when? Assumes a body. Without the body maintenance complex, what now? Vyavaharika jiva cannot be the enjoyer. If the body, my body is not there, because boga sadhanam, remember tattaboda class, tattaboda, care of tattaboda class, boga ayatanam, the vyavaharika jiva obtaining in the mind, this sukshma shariram, should reside what now? Should live in the residence, only then it becomes the bhokta and karta, isn't it? Therefore, when this vyavaharika jiva, anadi kalate, always then sukshma, when the, it has the vyavaharika shariram, it enjoys the vyavaharika prapancha. Is clear now? Therefore, he says, how long? Till the moksham takes place. Until the attainment of moksha, the vyavaharika jiva continues to exist. Vyavaharika deha also continues to exist, isn't it? And there will be experience of vyavaharika prapanchaha also. There will be accumulation of punya papas also. He says, anadi kalamarabhya. அநாதி காலம் ஆரம்பிய, எப்போயேந்து, when onwards, this and this வியாபகாரிக்க ஜீவா exist, when onward does it exist? அநாதி காலம் ஆரம்பிய, அநாதி காலம் முதலாக, from the beginningless time, okay, beginninglessly, அநாதி காலம் ஆரம்பிய, மோக்ஷாத் பூர்வம், how long does it exist? Okay, it has been existing time beginninglessly. Does it come to an end or not? Yes. When? In jnanam. Until moksha, one discovers moksha. Until jnanam takes place. Moksha prapti pariyantam. Mokshat purvam. Before moksha. Until one discovers moksha. Idam dvayam vyavahare sthitam. Idam dvayam means what? These two. These two means what? The vyavaharika dehaha. Obtaining in the chit, the reflection of consciousness, obtaining in the reflecting medium, as the vyavaharika jiva and the vyavaharika prapancha, these two vyavahare sthitam, available for transaction, how long as one attains moksha. After moksha, will I be able to experience this jagat? If you say no, many people don't like this idea. You can attend moksha at the age of 5 and then enjoy the whole life, have a good fun till leave for 150 years and go back. Or extend your again, do that yoga, this yoga, and then maintain, try to see for some more years. But one day definitely this body has to go. That's the nature of the body. After moksha, you can't experience the vyavaharika prapancha. Why? You never saw the vyavaharika prapancha in you. Many people don't like the idea of moksha. I know why. Because losing one's individuality, fear. Losing individuality means it's a great fear. People really, too immature people cannot aspire for moksha. Okay. We have to give them only chocolates. And then, and take them to parks, nice parks, and then merry-go-round, and then London tour bus. Okay, so here, vyavaharika tasmate, vyavahare sthitam, how long is this vyavaharika jivaha available for transactions, isn't it? The vyavaharika jiva only is involved in transactions, not paramarthika jivaha. Paramarthika jiva, I remember Sakshi bird. Vyavaharika jiva is what now? This busy bird is vyavaharika jiva. Vyavaharika jivaha, jiva available for transactions is called vyavaharika jiva. This, isn't it, is available beginninglessly till the attainment of moksha. Vyavaharika jiva is there. Vyavaharika shariram also will be there. There'll be three states of experience. There'll be waking state and there'll be vyavaharika prapancha also. This will go on and on and on till only attains moksha. Because it's available for transactions, tasmatu ubhayam, these both said to be what now? Vyavaharikam. These both said to be vyavaharikam. Means jiva is said to be vyavaharikaha jivaha. Shariram was said to be vyavaharikam shariram, which is part of what? Vyavaharika prapanchaha. Prapanchaha also is vyavaharikaha. Jiva also said to be vyavaharikaha jivaha. Is it clear now? Some clarity has come or not? Kinchit difference. Vyavahare sthitam. Okay, it is available for transactions. Tasmat, therefore, ubhayam vyavaharikam. Vyavaha, jiva also is vyavaharikaha. Prapanchaha also is vyavaharikaha. Okay. 11 o'clock. You want tea break? Okay.